Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry. You can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code SHAKE for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
From the firehouse to the front lines of longevity, today's guest turned crisis care into preventative care. Welcome back to the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today I'm joined by Sam Tejada, the founder and CEO of Liquivita, one of the fastest growing IV therapy and regenerative medicine brands in the United States. Sam began his career as a firefighter paramedic, where he saw firsthand how medicine often reacts instead of prevents. That experience inspired him to create Liquivita, a brand built on safety, precision, and results, delivering medical-grade IV nutrients, regenerative therapies, and data-driven longevity care through clinics nationwide. If you've ever wondered what makes an IV actually effective or how wellness can be scaled responsibly, this conversation is one you'll want to hear from the start to the finish.
So welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am really excited because we are here with Sam. You are the founder of Liquivita, and your past, you were a firefighter, paramedic, and you have such a beautiful story of how you transitioned into entrepreneurship. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We're going to get all into IVs and your wellness clinic because it does so much. And so thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. And if you can give a little intro, and how did you go from a firefighter, paramedic, to entrepreneurship, to owning all these wellness clinics?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me here to begin with. It's always a pleasure to be able to get the word out, especially when it comes to helping people with their health and wellness, right?
So,
you know, how did I get here where I'm an entrepreneur with multiple locations throughout the nation? It's truly, you know, where my passion started, which is helping people in a time of need. So, you know, early on, I was a swim instructor and also lifeguard. That's what I was doing when I was in high school. And I just loved the lifeguarding part of it, like, you know, the rescue, helping someone when they're in the time of need. So when I was in high school, I told myself, I says, well, what am I going to do when I grow up? And really what I really wanted to do was become a ER doctor, a trauma surgeon. Well, I was a C average student. That wasn't going to happen. You know, it's just like I came to reality. In high school, a lot of things came to reality where I said, you know what? I love playing baseball, but I'm not getting a scholarship and I'm not going to go play professional ball. So I got to do something that's going to be productive versus just keep on trying to play baseball. Same thing with the doctor thing. So for me, when I was moved down here to Florida, which was my senior year in high school, I found out that Florida had firefighter paramedics where they're duly trained. They're not volunteer like how it is up north, and they get a really good salary, right? The starting salary at that point in time was like $65,000 a year. It also included all the benefits, pension. You could retire after 20 years. It says, wow, that sounds pretty cool. Plus, you know, you work this unique schedule where you work 24 hours on and you're off for 48 hours. So that was my choice. So right after high school, I went straight into EMT school, did paramedic after, and then went to the fire academy and became that so-called hero, right, to have the most rewarding job ever as a firefighter paramedic. And fast forward a few years later, I found out that that job really wasn't as fulfilling as what I thought it would be, right? And the reason why is about 90% of the 911 calls that I was getting was me being a product to the broken medical system. And what I mean about that is, you know, when you work for a municipality, you get to know the residents that live in that city quite well, right? Every time they call 911, you go to their homes, right? From the first time they call 911 to the second time, to the third time, to the fourth time, all the way, you basically experience their entire health journey and you see what's happening. So, you know, on my days off from the fire department, one of the things that I was doing to supplement my income, I started working with a company called Cenogenics. So Cenogenics, they were the pioneers in functional medicine and doing a lot of the executive physicals. So my business mentor, my mentor in the functional medicine space was their chief medical officer, Dr. Robert Willicks, who was a heart surgeon who left heart surgery to prevent people from actually going on the operating table. Wow. So what I started seeing throughout the years of working both jobs, right, I started seeing people that were starting to get sick. And we would take them to the ER, to the quote-unquote experts, right, to the doctors. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good things they do in these hospitals as well. But what I started seeing is these patients just get on more medications, and their health just circled down the drain. Wow. But then on the other hand, on my days off, working with Dr. Willicks, who's a functional medicine doctor, where I started seeing patients that were not just starting to get sick. These people were sick with autoimmune issues, cancer. And I started seeing Dr. Willicks reverse these diseases. That, and I said, there's a huge disconnect on the two ways that people are practicing medicine here. And that's where I told myself about 6 years being in, where I said, you know what, I have to really do something bigger. And it's not here in the fire department. I have to really look into this functional medicine stuff because that's where my passion's at. And I told myself, I said, you know what, that's where my God-given purpose will be, is on the functional medicine side. And that's where Liquivita came to fruition. Dr. Willicks was actually one of the partners. And I say was because he passed away at the age of 80 right before COVID. But yeah, so that was kind of like what triggered me to get into the whole Liquivita thing.
What did you see as a paramedic dealing, going to people's homes all the time? What were the common health issues you would see?
Number one thing is lifestyle. That the daily habits that these people were doing, what they were eating, you go into these homes, and I worked in a very metropolitan area, right? So inner city, and you know, you'd go to their homes, you see what's in the kitchen, you know, you see the boxes of the ultra processed foods, you know, people are heavily obese, you know, they're not exercising. And the thing is, it's not even their fault, right? They've just never been taught. So if we change the narrative of when we speak to these patients, when they do come to the ER and talk about lifestyle, about things that they have to do to change the trajectory of their health, I think a lot of those people would still be around today.
If you want better sleep, focus, brain health, immunity, energy, and even a more peaceful mood, I have to tell you about a supplement brand I'm obsessed with. I like to think of myself as a bit of a connoisseur of supplements, and let me tell you, I found some of the most delicious, high-quality stacks out there. They're called Sunny Within, and they came in these individual liposomal packets that taste like a sweet treat, but with all the health benefits. What makes them different? Made with 100% organic avocado oil, no stevia or fillers, just clean ingredients. And because they're liposomal, they're more absorbable than most supplements on the market. I honestly look forward to taking them every day. They taste amazing and I feel the difference. And here's the best part, you can use my discount code BiohackerBlondie for 25% off your order. That's such a good deal. You can just go and head to sunnywithid.com/biohackerblondie or click the link in the show notes to grab yours today. Fuel your body with supplements that actually work and taste good while doing it.
It's crazy because prevention doesn't have to be extreme IVs, exosomes, peptides, even lab work. Like really, like what you're saying, a lot of people struggle with their health because they're not doing the basics.
Right.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's so crazy. And food is the foundation of your cells, your health, everything. And it's hard to get out of that system. I mean, I don't know if you know like Casey Means, but he talks a lot about the whole system and how it works. And they kind of thrive on, you know, education, hospitals, these big food companies. And they will kind of implement their processed food to these specific areas or people that really have no other option.
Right.
It's so crazy. And it hurts because you know it's just like a broken system. And you know that fruits, vegetables, real, you know, meats and can be so beneficial. And it's a whole thing. So you went, decided to say, I want to be an entrepreneur, to starting all these clinics, which is not easy. And LiquiVita is not just IVs. It has all kinds of modalities and devices and aesthetics.
Right.
So how is that? How has been your journey? Where did you first start? And what were the difficulties for starting this company?
Well, you know, when I first started, this was just supposed to be a part-time gig on my days off from the fire department to supplement my income. It wasn't supposed to be what it is today. And I had no plans on making it into like a real business, you know? So the first LiquiVita was inside of an existing wellness center. Okay. So it was Dr. Howard Newman. He was a chiropractor, but he was a chiropractor that practiced a lot of Eastern medicine. Mm. So his actual clinic was called East West Physicians. Mm. So what he did was taking a lot of Eastern and Western medicine and integrating them together. So he had a bunch of stuff there, chiropractic, acupuncture, hydroclonic therapy. He did pain management where he had a medical doctor doing different type of PRP injections. He did some aesthetics. He had different lasers. And the one thing he wasn't doing was IV therapy.
If you're spending money on your skincare routine, serums, moisturizers, facials, but if you're still washing your face with tap water, you might be undoing it all. Tap water can be filled with chlorine, heavy metals, and impurities that strip your skin's natural microbiome, leading to breakouts, dryness, and dullness. But what if I told you I had the answer? It's called Filter Baby, and it's a total game changer. You just screw it on to your bathroom faucet, super easy, and thousands of people, including me, are already seeing the difference in their skin. I used to get random breakouts for no reason, but since using Filter Baby, I have clear, calm, and healthy skin. If you deal with acne, sensitive skin, or just want your glow back, Filter Baby is a no-brainer. Click the link in the show notes or head to the shop tab on my website, and don't forget to use the code BiohackerBlondie for a special discount. Your skin will thank you. Peptides are all the rage right now for immunity, recovery, healing, and even weight loss. But I know some of you might be a little hesitant about injecting them. Well, I have the solution, and that is Level Up Health. They have created oral peptides formulated in the best stacks to make them efficient, powerful, and easy to use. They have every stack you can imagine, including BPC 157 for recovery and healing, GHKCU for glowing skin and healthy hair, KPV for immunity support, and DNF10 for weight management, and so many more. You can try them today and save with my special discount code BIOHACKERBLONDIE. That's BIOHACKER, B-L-O-N-D-I, without the E at the end, or you can just click the link in the show notes to order. With Level Up Health, you can experience all the benefits of peptides without the needles.
So I went to his office. It was nearby my house, just a few blocks away. And I walked through his beautiful office, and he had this big room in the back that had all this like physical training equipment, but he had no physical therapist. So this equipment was just collecting dust. So I said, Dr. Newman, I said, I got a business proposition for you. How about if we convert this whole thing back here to this to an IV lounge, and we start offering these vitamin IV drips, which back then no one was really offering.
What year was this?
This was 2013.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
2013. So, you know, I told him, I said, I'll work the business myself on the days I'm off from the fire department, and I'll give them, you know, 20% of whatever revenues come in. So for him, it was like winning the lottery. I got this young, motivated, you know, guy who's willing to put in a few hundred dollars to, you know, build out this room, who's willing to work the location. I don't have to pay him a salary because he's going to just work on the revenue that's coming in, and he gets 20% for doing nothing. So it worked. We shook hands. We made it happen. And it was the best way to start the business because I was able to create the minimal viable product. So I didn't have to pay for rent because, you know, he owned the building.
Smart.
I didn't have to pay for a medical director. I didn't have to pay for any utilities or internet or anything like that because he already had it.
Wow.
So all I had to do was take the little bit of money I had as a fireman and then put it into things to drive new customers or, you know, put it into certain marketing techniques to convert the existing patients he had to do IVs. And that's where, you know, as we started doing it, we were doing no marketing, and wow, people were contacting us that lived like about an hour and a half to 2 hours away to come get these IV drips. I said, well, what is this? Why are people calling from 2 hours away to get these IV drips? And, you know, people who are very sick, they start researching of the benefits of doing IV vitamin infusion. And if there's not that many places nearby, they'll travel an hour and a half or 2 hours to get these IV drips. So that's where I said, you know what? We got something here. Let's make something out of it.
Wow. That is so amazing. So you started in this little room doing IVs. And what was your journey from learning about IVs? Because I know, too, your company is all about quality of IVs. So can you say what makes a good IV and the quality?
So, yeah. So when you look at the IV hydration space currently, you know, a lot of people are just going based off of whatever protocols they kind of find online. Back then, a lot of that stuff wasn't even available. So I was taking a lot of these accredited courses through some of the, I call them the OGs mm-hmm. of IV therapy. So these are the doctors that have been doing it from like the Myers cocktail days, you know, of when they created them. So I actually learned from Dr. Michigan. He's based out of Boca Raton. He was teaching for the A4M for quite a while. He does his own symposiums now. And then also Dr. Guy Da Silva, which these are guys, functional medicine doctors, that really dive deep into IV vitamin therapy, right? Okay. And they're treating all kinds of autoimmune issues, doing chelation to remove toxins out of the body, mm-hmm. phosphatidylcholine therapy, mm-hmm. all of these type of therapies to really help metabolic disease. So when I took all these classes with a bunch of other doctors, I really started learning what's good, what's bad, what's working for these doctors, really reading all of their case studies of what's happening with their patients and how they're treating mold and Lyme and all of these things. But the interesting part is when we started doing IV therapy, this is back in 2013, the way that we did IV therapy, you'd have about 20 to 30 multi-dose vials, right? And you'd have to take 1 milliliter out of this vial, another milliliter out of the other vitamin vial, and you have to create these concoctions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're talking about water-soluble vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, where most people say, well, it's water-soluble. You can't, you know, if you take too much, you'll pee it out. When you go intravenously, that's not how it works. You can overdose, right? You give a patient too much zinc, you could cause irreversible hearing loss. So,
what?
Right. So these small things that I started learning, I says, well, hold on one second. If this business is going to scale, there has to be some kind of like something to prevent this type of nonsense from happening. God forbid if a nurse puts a little bit too much zinc in, I got a patient with irreversible hearing loss.
Wow.
If you give a patient too much potassium, what is that? That's lethal injection. You'll kill them. Wow. That's what they give in lethal injection. So as a fireman, we have something in the fire department that's called everything has to be fireman proof. Mm-hmm. It's a fancy word for idiot proof. So I said, well, we have to make this fireman proof. So part of that was in the fire department, whenever we have these emergency calls, like a patient with a dysrhythmia or a patient in cardiac arrest, you know, we're in the back of the rescue truck and it's moving and, you know, a lot of things are going on. It's an emergency. People are screaming, family members. So in the fire department, most of our medications are pre-measured and pre-dosed, right? So you just open up the package and then you just give it as an IV bolus. You know, it's already calculated. So you're not there doing these calculations, creating the osmolarity of the bag and everything else. So I says, well, that's what we need to do with the IV solutions. Mm-hmm. We got to take, based off data, what are the most common formulas that patients need and create them in packages that are pre-measured and pre-dosed. Mm. So now medical providers have a selection of different formulas depending what the patient needs.
So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my frothed milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE at checkout. So I have some exciting news. I just launched my brand new fitness platform, Happier Health Fitness, and I could not be more excited to share it with you. For a limited time, you can try it free for 7 days, and after that, it's just $9.99 a month or $99 for the year. That's it. Think about it. We spend almost $10 on a latte or smoothie, but now you can have unlimited workouts anytime, anywhere, for the same price. These workouts are designed to work your core, lengthen, strengthen, and energize your body, no gym required, and they're perfect for all levels. Whether you're at home, traveling, or squeezing in a quick session on a busy day, I've got you covered. The link is in the show notes below, or you can head straight to happierhealthfitness.com and join today. Your best body and your best health starts here. I can't wait to see you inside.
Was that common back then or no?
No, it wasn't. I developed it.
Wow. So,
and that's what created our vitamin infusion IV kits and packets that we have. And we pride ourselves from it being the best, highest quality product on the market. Number one reason is that our products are the only products that are preservative free.
Wow.
Right? So when you use a multi-dose vial means that you're going to utilize it multiple times. Mm-hmm. So they put preservatives in there. So bacteria, viruses, mold don't grow inside of that vial the more you penetrate through it, right? Mm-hmm. The problem with that is most people say, the preservative is benzyl alcohol. It's not that bad for you. We all know alcohol is a toxin, right?
Yeah.
So when we're doing IV nutrition and we're doing like high dose of vitamin C or glutathione, what is the main purpose of that? Is to reduce oxidative stress, to reduce inflammation, right? and get our patients better. Mm-hmm. So when you have patients that are already immunocompromised, you know, cancer patient, autoimmune patient, and you're giving them preservatives in a 50 ml vial, you know, you're giving them 50 mls of benzyl alcohol that's in there, well, that's going to cause oxidative stress. That's going to increase inflammation. It's going to be completely counterproductive to what we're trying to achieve.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, I don't think most people are thinking of this. Is this common for other IV clinics, or is it just yours without the preservatives?
It's not common. So we sell it from our pharmacy division to over 4,000 doctors nationwide.
Wow.
That utilize our products.
That use IVs.
Right. Okay. But for over 4,000 doctors, clinics is, you know, there's a heck of a lot more. I would say about 80 to 90% of the IV clinics that are out there are utilizing the multi-dose vials.
Wow.
And that needs to change.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knows. I didn't even know about this. I thought they were all just the same. People are not thinking about preservatives when they're thinking about their IVs. They're just thinking they're getting their vitamins.
Right.
So now you've been around the health space. You said, are there certain IVs for mold or Lyme that you have seen be very beneficial? Because you mentioned that. So those are two big topics.
They are. So, and it's a combination. It's not just one thing, you know, and it comes down to the different nutrients. Mm-hmm. And we've used everything from even hydrogen peroxide intravenously. Mm-hmm. We've worked with Lyme patients utilizing that. We've worked with other products, like we use silver hydrosol that we could give intravenously that can kill any kind of viruses, bacteria inside of the body. You know, it's a positive ion. And then, you know,
do you do this at Liqui Vita or just the,
we do doctors? It at our corporate stores. Yeah. But it's not one of those things where you could just walk in and say, hey, I want that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, it's more on the medical.
Yeah. It's a clinical treatment.
Okay.
So, but then, you know, the biggest part when we're talking about detoxifying the body from a lot of these toxins that they have is, like, for example, mold, right? Is the number one thing we want to start doing is enhancing the detox pathways. Mm. So how do we do that? When we start looking at biochemistry-wise of how to do that, glutathione, mm-hmm. right? Alpha lipoic acid, mm-hmm. vitamin E, ascorbic acid, vitamin C.
Yeah.
You know, all of those things are important.
People mm-hmm. are not thinking about the whole passageway and then, you know, charcoal or any of those binders to really get it out of your system. So it's like a whole process, but I do think so many people are struggling with mold toxicity. I think that is a big, big issue that most people have symptoms, and unless you're really told to take the test, they'll never know. And then most people who are testing are finding out they have mold toxicity.
Right.
It's massive.
It happened to me.
You had mold?
It happened to me. I had two types of mold. And I was surprised because I'm like,
I know.
I'm the health guy. You know, and I did it. It was Vibrant Labs. I did.
Oh,
they had the test, and it came back. I was like, "All right, sign me up for the EBO too."
Let's do that.
I did the EBO too, and then, you know, a bunch of other stuff that I do as well.
Yeah, so. I think that's anyone who has mold that's been so super beneficial, and then also sweating a lot.
Oh, infrared sauna for sure.
Yeah, like that's really beneficial. And also, you dealt with, you know, you've been with your previous doctor for cardiovascular health. So I'm curious too, that's a really hot topic as well, where I do see a lot of people with high levels of cholesterol and everything. So is there anything that you have seen that has been working for patients or that can be beneficial?
Yes. Yeah, so our former chief medical officer who passed away, Dr. Willicks, who was my mentor, you know, he was a heart surgeon.
Yeah.
So he had a very strong passion for cardiovascular health. And then our current chief medical officer, who's my partner, Dr. Christopher Davis, who speaks at all the conferences, he's a cardiologist, an interventional cardiologist.
Wow.
So obviously he has a very strong passion for cardiology as well, too. So yes, there are different type of treatment interventions that we do for cardiovascular health. So first, we always start off with the diagnostics. We want to see exactly what's going on.
And this is the clinical side of Liqui Vita.
It is.
Because I think, even for me, initially, it's IVs. Everyone thinks, I think, yeah, just
IVs. We're very well known for IVs. Absolutely.
So you do a lot more at the clinic.
Yeah.
So there's the clinical health functional medicine side.
Yeah. So I'll touch up on that. So we're very well known for our IVs because we started with IV nutrition.
Uh-huh.
You know, Liquivita, liquid IV vitamins for life is kind of what Liquivita stands for. And when we got into the distribution side to sell the actual product to doctors, so the whole industry really knew us for the IVs. But Liquivita has actual longevity clinics. Mm. The longevity clinics, yes, we offer our IVs, but we have a magnitude of other type of diagnostics, services, treatments, and everything else. Yeah, yeah. We have a DEXA scan at our facility. We have a VO2 max. We utilize Pinoy. We were just talking about them earlier. We do RMR, we do max pulse, hyperbaric, infrared, sauna, cold plunge, you know, full IV lounge. We do medical aesthetics, all the different type of lasers you could think of, stem cell therapies.
How many clinics offer this?
So our corporate locations have them. Dr. Davis, his location, and Sarasota has all of it plus more. You know, obviously him being the chief medical officer. Okay. And then the majority of our clinics offer, for the most part, the majority of these services. So, and we have clinics all throughout the United States.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. So back to cardiovascular health.
Yes.
Because I think, especially after COVID too, I think that really could maybe change things for the plaque and our arteries and everything. So is there any recommendations and things that you've seen that are beneficial?
So this one's a very important one for anyone who's listening to the podcast to just start doing a little reading and research. So we do an IV treatment of phosphatidylcholine, right? It's called Plaque-X is the brand name.
Wow.
And what that does is it's lipid membrane exchange therapy, right? So it basically can help clean the membrane, right? That holds onto a lot of those DNA adducts, the toxins.
Wow.
So Dr. Davis, what he likes to do, he likes to do the phosphatidylcholine. He does glutathione injections as well, IV drips, in combination with EBO2.
Wow.
And sees a tremendous effect. But one of the first things that he likes to do is a diagnostic to really see what's up with their cardiovascular health. And he does a scan, a CT scan called Clearly.
That's great.
This scan, it is amazing. What you can see inside of the actual vessels of how much blockage, you know, and
small
it has
plaque, and sees
everything.
Have you done it?
I haven't done it personally just yet. I actually just last week reached out to one of our operation directors that says, "Hey, can you get that book for me? I just want to see." You know,
yeah.
I'm young. I'm only 38, but I was like, you know what? I've had friends that I went to grade school with that have actually had heart attacks. I was like, let me get it done.
I mean, as you know, prevention, you promote. And I think a lot of this stuff starts when you're young and builds up.
Right.
And I'm seeing this in a lot of biomarkers and in young people. I'm not sure what's going on, but a lot of people have high cholesterol, have a lot of plaque in their arteries, and it's scary. It's, you know, I'm grateful most of my biomarkers are in good range. I just got great news from all my testing from years today, which was exciting.
Amazing.
Because it's not, a lot of people are not doing the full lab panel and realizing things are out of range.
Right.
You know, so have you had any health struggles in your past, and what have you worked on anything recently?
Yeah. So one of the serious health struggles that I had was when I was in the fire department still, and I was working both businesses. And in the fire department, you know, you're always in that fight or flight mode, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sleep deprivation as well, too, because you sleep there for 24 hours. But a lot of the times you're getting called out for an emergency in the middle of the night. So you're going from complete rested heart rate to all of a sudden you're inside of a burning warehouse and your heart rate's the highest it's ever been. So I was suffering from a severe adrenal fatigue.
Wow.
And it got to a point where it was almost irreversible, you know, and when it gets to a point where it's almost irreversible, you could be on medication for the rest of your life. So fortunately, through different type of treatment modalities, including high dose of vitamin C, I was able to correct it. You know, but it took quite a bit. I had to learn certain things that I was just never doing back then. One of them was meditation and breath work. You know, that really helped, you know, start stabilizing myself, regulating my hormones, grounding. You know, all of those things took a huge effect on the outcome of correcting the issue of severe adrenal fatigue.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like all the paramedics out there, I can only imagine. I've heard too, a lot of their testosterone is low because they're not sleeping. Mm-hmm. So I just think there's so many health issues for these paramedics, firefighters, where I wish it was all free and they can do all this lab panels, you know, because they are putting their lives at risk and everything. So back to Liqui Vida. So you guys offer so much. So can you kind of just give a little broad explanation of everything you guys offer? Because you guys offer HRT and chemical peels and all this stuff. And do you use all these things like daily? I mean, are you just constantly testing yourself, doing an IV every day? Like,
so, you know, it's funny you ask that because it was like, oh, you must do everything out of your clinic, BCO. And I was like, well, I don't do everything because I don't do lip fillers. You know, that's one thing I don't do. So, but for the most part, a lot of the different peptides and the wellness modalities, I try them, you know, if they make sense, if I need them, if it's medically necessary for me to use it or if I'm going to have a benefit. So to give you a quick overview of Liqui Vida and what we offer. So we put people through what we call as the Vida journey, right? Okay. So the Vida journey consists of five different pillars. And these five pillars are the wellness side, which includes the IVs, it includes the lab testing, it includes HRT, things of that nature. Then we have our medical weight loss division, which is a division of its own, where it's medically supervised weight loss, which includes coaching and nutrition. We also do make certain recommendations with personal trainers. We work with personal trainers as well, too. Nice. We're doing continuous glucose monitoring on them. And then we're utilizing different type of supplements and also peptides to help the weight loss process.
You guys know I'm always looking for science-backed ways to improve gut health and immunity, and this one blew my mind. I started using Kepos, the first human milk, yes, human milk equivalent superfood. It's based on human milk oligosaccharides, which are these incredible molecules that help feed your good gut bacteria, strengthen immunity, and even support brain health. Honestly, I wish I had this years ago. It's been such a game changer for my digestion and overall energy. If you want to try this for yourself and see how it works in your own life, just head to the link in the show notes and use my special discount code BiohackerBlondie for 15% off your order. Simple, easy, and such a game changer. You've heard me talk about fasting before, but I get it. Fasting isn't easy to stick to. That's why I personally love Prolon, the 5-day fasting mimicking diet. It's backed by decades of research from Dr. Walter Longo at USC, and it gives you the benefits of fasting, cellular renewal, metabolism reset, and longevity support without giving up food completely. You will notice steady energy, better focus, and you won't feel deprived. If you want to try it for yourself, Prolon is offering my listeners 25% off your first order. Just head to the link in the show notes, or you can head to my website under the shop tab, or just go directly to prolonlife.com/BHB. It's a great reset if you're ready to support your long-term health in a real research-backed way. Peptides are gaining huge popularity right now, but let's be honest, finding a company you can truly trust has been one of the hardest parts of ordering them because we want all the incredible benefits of peptides without the endotoxins or low-quality fillers. Well, I have the solution, and it's called Bahala Vitality. These are pharmaceutical-grade peptides sourced through a compounding pharmacy, so you know you're getting the highest quality and purity. And it's simple. All you have to do is fill out your medical information, book a quick consultation, and then peptides are shipped straight to your door. It's that simple, and the best part, you can use my special discount code JENNY20 for 20% off your order. Just click the link in the show notes to get started today. With Bahala Vitality, you can biohack smarter, safely, and effectively.
So part of that weight loss process also includes the different diagnostics where we don't just look at a scale. We're looking at true body composition analysis, meaning that we're utilizing tools like a DEXA scan or an InBody to really see what your body's made up of. So that's our second division. Our third division is our medical aesthetics division. So medical aesthetics division includes all of the, you know, neurotoxins, dermal fillers, the different lasers, PRP. Mm-hmm. We do PRP injections, microneedling.
Acorn? Have you heard of Acorn?
Yes, actually, I'll be interviewing them on my podcast soon about the stem cells from the hair follicle.
Okay, yeah. So are you going to add that in the clinic, maybe?
The science behind what they're doing is incredible.
I know, it's gonna go even further and further. Yeah. I think of what they can do. It's just aesthetics right now.
It falls under the aesthetics, right? So part of our aesthetics, we also do hair transplant. That's another thing that we do. So the aesthetics is our third division. Our fourth division is our regenerative medicine division. Mm. So our regenerative medicine division is we're working with people that have different type of injuries, you know, a lot of athletes. And we utilize stem cell-derived products like exosomes, certain peptides as well, to help regenerate the tissue, et cetera. And then our last division is our sexual health division for both males and females. So we work with men who have issues with performance, who might be having erectile dysfunction. They might be having decreased libido. It could be a hormonal issue, a blood flow issue. And we have different technologies that help with erectile dysfunction, which include like low-frequency shockwave therapy. We utilize Gainswave to do that procedure. And then for females, same thing. Females that, you know, postpartum, having urinary incontinence, things of that nature, you know, prolapse, uterus, weak pelvic floor, you know, so we work with females on their sexual health as well too, which we also utilize certain medications and peptides to enhance sexual health.
So peptides is such a big topic.
It is.
And you've tried peptides.
Oh, I love peptides.
And I think you also said last time when I was on your podcast, The Healthy Point of View, which you've had so many amazing guests. Another question I have for you, but we'll keep going with peptides. But you said you do like a nose spray of peptides as well.
So I do.
What is your protocol of peptides?
That's my high definition nasal spray, I call it, you know?
I was like, I need this.
So that's the Synapsense nasal spray.
Okay.
So I get that from a lab called PD Labs. They're based out of Texas. Mm. The pharmacist, the scientist there, he's the main guy who came up with this, and he's treating all kinds of stuff from Alzheimer's, from traumatic brain injury, all kinds of stuff. And what that nasal spray has, it has a few different components to it. It has NR, which is the precursor to NAD, right? Really allows NAD to get into the cell. Mm-hmm. Then it has RG3, which is the most potent root extract of ginseng, from the ginseng root, you know? So it's the potent extract from the ginseng root, pharmaceutical grade. And then it has the methylated version of B12.
Wow.
And when you do this first thing in the morning, one spray in each nasal, everything's like in high definition. You hear better, see better, speak better. Everything's better.
And you've been doing this for how long?
I'm going on to like about 6 or 7 years at this point.
Every day
in the morning. It's all natural.
Wow. It's all natural ingredients. You know? I know. And I mean, these things too. And if it makes you feel great, it's like so crazy. So what are your other favorite peptides?
So I love tesamorelin. Okay. That's a growth hormone releasing.
That's my favorite too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Nice. I think, I don't know. I did, terzepatide, I think for like 2 weeks, but honestly, I felt like I was losing muscle.
Yeah.
So I didn't want it. I was like, I can tell, you know, with my workouts and everything. So I was like, I don't like this. Like I wanted to try it. I heard Ben Greenfield was, you know, microdosing, and I'm like, all right, but I actually didn't like it. But I will say the tesamorelin I think is great, because then you start getting rid of fat and lose
and putting on lean mass.
Why is this not more popular?
Well, I think it would be more popular if it was cheaper.
Oh, okay.
It's like one of the most expensive peptides, but it works. It is an FDA approved peptide.
So you guys offer a full range of peptides.
We do.
And so you have to go through medical and everything.
Right.
I'm curious too, now that Florida is going to have stem cells, donor-based stem cells, are you looking into that now that it's legal?
Yeah. So we've always done exosomes, even with the regulation issues. So we've been actively offering stem cell-derived products. But now that we could go like directly into stem cells and, you know, get them out of the actual patient and, yeah. and process them and everything, that is something that, yes, definitely we'll be further looking into and getting involved. Dr. Holland Chan, you know, yeah, he's yeah. here out of Miami now.
Yeah.
And he's working with the University of Miami, doing some research on it. So he's going to be heavily involved on it. And I just had him on the podcast not too long ago, and him and I have been talking of potentially strategically working together in a few projects.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. I know. He's big on NAD and everything and NR. I do think that is like the ultimate like hub of health and longevity is increasing your NAD. So all these other medications like rapamycin or metformin, I feel like there's side effects and they don't really do much. Like you have to be taking every day. I don't really, but I do think increasing your NAD is like the ultimate longevity. Yeah.
A lot of those things you would hear a lot about, like the metformin taking it every day, but now there's like so many things that are so much better.
I know. Yeah.
they're a heck of a lot better. And I remember that one episode, this was years back. It was on 2020, and they're talking about the new anti-aging drug, metformin. And it's just like, yeah, fast forward to 2025, there's a lot better things out there now.
I know. Have you heard of gene therapy, follistatin?
I've heard of gene therapy. I don't know too much about gene therapy, but...
Okay. Yeah. I think that's down the line of like going to be very beneficial for people. People are loving stem cells. It's been a game changer for a lot of people who have dealt with injuries or some type of issues. So that's a big one. So quick question. What have you done? Have you done exosome, stem cells, gene therapy? What is your, or you just stick to typical peptides and daily IVs?
So I do exosomes minimum once a year.
Okay.
Yeah. I usually do an IV.
Okay.
Now, if I have any face? Kind of.
Do you do a face exosome facial?
That is the one that I haven't done. You know, and the funny thing is the medical esthetician, she's like a 30-year medical esthetician, very knowledgeable, that works at her office. Every time I go to the office, the clinic's in a different area than the corporate office. Corporate office is off-site about, give or take, like 5 miles away. But when I go to the actual clinic, she's always like, when can I do your facial? When can I do your facial? Come on. And mind you, I could go really whenever I want, but I just haven't done the facial yet.
Wow. No PRP in the hair or anything?
No, haven't done that either.
Maybe Acorn. Yeah. Maybe.
Probably once.
I don't know. You might have to grow your hair out for them to pluck your hair follicles. You know,
I asked him that. I said, I don't have much hair. He says, oh, no, that's the best. That's what he always says. All we need is a little tiny bit. I said, okay, well, you're the expert.
I had Dr. Ju actually come to my place and take my own hair from me. And I was like, this is interesting, just plucking my hair. And you're always like thinking as a woman, you're like, please don't take all my hair.
Yeah. No, that I think the reason why I haven't done the facial, the microneedling, is that I'm always on camera. So it's just like, I got to have a little bit of downtime.
It's hard, right? I know when you're on social and you do so much podcasting. I mean, you've had so many amazing guests on your podcast. It's so crazy because as... you know, host of a podcast, you really learn a lot of amazing information.
Oh, you do.
And you get to know so many products and so many ways of being healthy. So what have been your favorite podcasts and what have you learned on interviewing so many people?
You know, you hit the nail on the head. It's like when you're podcasting and you're a podcast host, you're learning stuff. Like today you learned about the preservative-free IVs and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, same thing. I'm like a student. And I just, because I'm so passionate about this, I'm absorbing all that information. So like not too long ago, I had the founder of RGCC, which is a cancer testing lab based out of Greece.
Wait, and, what?
Yeah, RGCC.
Is it out yet?
Yeah, it's out. Oh my gosh. We actively do it. So it has the ability, the ability to test for cancer. It has the ability to detect cancer at stage zero.
Wow.
And it's all done through blood. So they call it the liquid biopsy. And the things that I was just learning from this guy, it was just incredible. You know, and he's going into like how the science works and this. And I'm asking him, are you using AI? And he's the one who actually told me about artificial intelligence hallucination. Like AI is good, but in the medical field and pharmaceutical field, you got to be careful with AI because AI will create answers that are just, they don't exist. And if you give whatever that answer is to a patient, you might kill them. You know, so AI hallucination is a real thing. And I was like, oh, I did not know that. So
I'm a little concerned with AI. I think we're relying on it so much and thinking all the information is correct.
Right.
But I ask it a lot of questions for health and longevity and medical and upload lab work. And I'm asking, and it doesn't give me the best advice. And there's so many things it's missing. And I mean, people are definitely trying to build the best platform. And I'm talking to a lot of people that are building these AI platforms. But I'm like, well, does this, you know, can you get mold in there? And like, are you going to implement those types of tests and detoxing? And I don't, it's a very hard situation to gather all that information and spit out the best information. And right now I think AI is just looking through Google quickly, but not really getting all of it.
AI hallucination. I tell you, and this was after I did that podcast, which really made me understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
And I remember going on my ChatGPT app and I asked, hey, can you give me 100 days? What was the date 100 days before this date? Right? And it spit out an answer, but it was only like 60 days ago. Mm. You know, where I was just like, okay, well, this is not right because that's only 2 months ago. I asked for 100 days before this date. And I was very clear on the way I asked the question. So then I went back and it says, that's the wrong date. I wrote it to the ChatGPT. And then it apologized and gave me the correct date. At that point, I was like, you know, if I was just one of those people that's very dependent on AI, and I would have just like copied and pasted that as my answer to whomever I was sending that to, that would have been a problem. I would have looked like an idiot.
That's why I'm like, a lot of these things, I'm like, because I know, I'm like, this isn't the best answer.
Right.
So I am a little hesitant with AI. I do appreciate it so much, but at the same time, you have to look everything over and know the subject so that you can make sure it's the best solution or the best answer. So what is your typical day like as founder of Liquivita? You have all the access to everything. What is your nutrition? You wake up. How do you stay healthy?
So I typically stay away from five major foods that Dr. Willicks taught me to really stay away from it, right? Which is rice, potatoes, bread, pasta, and alcohol.
Wow.
According to Dr. Willicks, he says those are technically not even for human consumption. If you go back to the caveman days, right? We manipulate it for us to be able to eat it. But I do have substitutes for all of them, right? You know, potatoes, if I'm doing like mashed potatoes, I'll do cauliflower rice, I'll do cauliflower mashed potatoes. I'll do, I'll eat pizza, but instead of the breaded pizza, I'll do like an almond flour crust or cauliflower crust. Pasta, I'll do, you know, there's a lentil pasta. There's all kinds of other pastas that are not.
Yeah, there's always so many healthy options.
So many substitutes.
I know.
But yeah, so I try to, you know, stay away from those five things. And, you know, I'm a nutritional guy, so I take all of my different vitamins throughout the day.
Yeah. Binders? Do you take binders at all?
Cleanses? I haven't done the parasite cleanse. And I have someone who's coming onto the podcast who does the parasite cleanse stuff that they want to send me a kit. I don't remember her name off the top of my head, but it's in the next few months. I'm horrible with names, by the way.
Okay.
So, I keep on hearing about all this parasite stuff, and then people are showing like pictures, and it look like these little aliens that are coming out of the body.
I had some of those.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I did a full test with amazing Dr. Matt Cook. He's in San Jose. Now he's all over too. And he's one of the best. But yeah, I had it all. I had parasites. I had E. coli. I had candida and mold. And so I had to do cleanse. But I think it was so bad at the time, he didn't want to tell me how bad it was. But he was like, I think we should put you on parasite medication.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, so I did that. And I was also doing rectal ozone. And yeah, I saw parasites come out. I was like, really? What is this? I'm like, I think these are parasites.
And the rectal ozone, was that in liquid form?
You just put the ozone in a bag. I learned this from Dave Asprey. Yeah, he was doing this to get rid of mold. So then he was doing this, and actually Ben Greenfield still does this once a week, especially when he travels, and just like make sure mold and viruses and stuff. So yeah, so I did that, I think, for like a year, but I saw things come out just from that.
Wow.
And then like colonics and
oh, that's good. That's good that you did that. That's
all. We all need to cleanse all this junk in our
stuff. You know, could just imagine if you didn't cleanse that. You know, how you would be feeling.
And I think that's that can lead to disease. I mean, when all this stuff is just piling in, you're getting older, so you're putting in more and more toxins that are building up. Your detox pathways are getting less and less, and then, you know, it just starts adding up, and then that's why you start aging and then starting to have these diseases. So you really have to like keep those detox pathways going and make sure you're not inputting toxins, which is not easy with, you know, this current lifestyle that we have with pesticides and toxins everywhere.
Yeah. And those toxins, I mean, you know, Dr. Davis, our chief medical officer, my business partner, for about a couple years, we had access to this lab out of Germany. Mm. It was called, I forgot the name off the top of my head, but it'll come to mind. But so the lab out of Germany, yeah, they ended up closing down because the owner passed away. He was suffering from cancer for quite a while. You know, he was still working. And this lab could test for over 900 different toxins. But this was the interesting part about it.
900 different toxins.
900 different toxins.
Wow.
The interesting part of it is that it would show that DNA adduct, that toxin, what gene it was connected, bonded to.
Wow.
So what you would see is the toxin and then the gene that it was affecting causing the gene expression change.
Wow.
And Dr. Davis did a talk to, it was hundreds of cardiologists, traditional allopathic cardiologists, about what he's been utilizing with his patients. And he's talking about this test. It was called the IGL test. I knew it would come to me. See, The IGL test. So the IGL test, and Mark Hyman talked about this test as well, too.
He just talked about this test, right?
Not too long ago.
Yeah, right. I was actually listening to that podcast. Yeah. Okay.
So the IGL test will show you the actual DNA adduct of what gene it's connected to, so what toxin is connected to what gene. And then the other part of the test, it actually shows that at the cellular level, your mitochondrial health, right? It actually tests the mitochondrial cells. So it shows mitochondrial clumping, mitochondrial potential, all of that stuff. So you'll start seeing. So Dr. Davis, with patients that had Parkinson's, patients that had cancer, like he could actually pin it down to exactly what toxin was connected to what gene and why that was causing the illness that they had.
Wow.
Crazy stuff. Now we don't have access to the test anymore.
Wow.
Someone needs to come back with this thing ASAP.
That is so... Yeah. I know. I mean, they're discovering... They just came out saying, like, if you're near golf courses, you're likely now more likely to have Parkinson's. It's like all these things are contributing to toxins. Mm-hmm. Why airports?
Airplane fuel, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I know. I'm, like, breathing in toxins. Like, I know, like, if it's... You know, the air quality is really bad. Like they were saying in Mexico, a lot of kids now are developing signs of Alzheimer's because they're just, and you'll see that. I mean, that goes straight to your nostrils, will go straight to the brain. So that's definitely anything. And then we figured out with COVID, okay, that's, you know, going to the brain, you lose your smell. And I interviewed one of the top neurologists and he definitely saw it in part of the brain right here in the frontal lobe due to COVID. And so like, I don't think people are thinking of this, but it's like, and we live in, you know, this society 2025. We have iPhones, Wi-Fi, EMFs, you know, so it's the pros and cons.
Because
it's like, I don't want to be riding a horse, you know, for 100 miles for a year and stuff. Like, I'm grateful for the car and I'm grateful for my iPhone.
No, you're right. You know, and it's, and I tell everyone, it's like, if you're that person that still has to go out and have a few drinks, then at least learn how to detoxify your body from that alcohol. Right?
Yeah, be smart about it.
Be smart about it.
Like, So yeah. You also wrote this book too. So can you give a little explanation of your inspiration behind the book?
Yeah. So How to Win in Modern Wellness. You know, when I first got into the industry, all of my competitors, everyone, it was like a cutthroat mentality. Like everyone was against each other, but we were all preaching the same thing. You know, we were all saying, oh, we want to change the course of medicine. We want people to take that proactive approach to the health. We want to get away from reactive medicine. And I just like one day I just told myself, I was like, well, it doesn't make sense that everyone's against each other, but we're all like focused on the same goal. Like,
I know.
When you look back at in history, right, how would people win is divide and conquer, right? Mm-hmm. So why would it be a good choice for us to be divided?
Yeah.
You know, if we continue to do that, the big food companies, big pharma, you know, they're the ones that are going to win.
Yeah.
So that's why I told myself, I says, you know what? I'm going to start building relationships with all of my competitors moving forward.
Wow.
And I want to be there as an arm of support as I start learning things. If they have any questions, I'm an open book. So I started doing that, built some very strong relationships. And eventually what I ended up doing a few years ago is I gave them all a chapter in my book. And we're all talking about how we're winning in the world of modern wellness. So we have guys in there like Jim Donnelly, founder of Restore Hyper Wellness, you know, sold over 800 locations. Ben Crosby with Trip Bar, you know, sold over 600 locations. They have 120 open. Carlton Washington with Forever Young, you know, they've sold 100 and something locations. They have many of them open throughout the nation. So a lot of these experts, business guys, and also doctors that have just done a lot in the longevity space.
Wow. And so you created this book to really just help people get started in this space.
Yeah.
What was the most difficult part of growing LiquiVita?
You know, the most difficult part, I've always been bootstrapped because I started the company with $500 in my back pocket, and I haven't taken money from anyone.
Wow.
You know? So... It is tough when you're bootstrapped, but you learn how to make it happen. I'd say the most difficult part is dealing with the regulatory bodies, you know, with everything that we do, because when you're in functional medicine, a lot of the treatments you're doing is alternative treatments, right? So they're not FDA approved. Mm. So we're going based off of, you know, case studies of other doctors and maybe some kind of research that's happening in other countries. So sometimes you end up having to deal with, you know, your state medical boards, pharmaceutical boards, the FTC, the FDA. Mm. So in, you know, like myself, even on the distribution side of the IV products, every state's completely different, you know? So sometimes I got to hear from a state like Ohio or South Carolina or North Carolina. And what that does is like, now I got to hire certain types of attorneys to be able to handle these different cases that come up. And it's, it can really break the bank. It can easily break the bank where now it's like, you're just trying to figure out how to keep on operating. So those are things that, you know, when you're really trying to grow at a mass scale, you have to be prepared for, because it's one thing to have one longevity clinic, right, where you're kind of like out of the radar per se. But at the point in time that you have multiple locations and you're doing things mass scale, you're no longer kind of just thinking about how to acquire that new customer to come into the door. Mm. Now you're talking about, okay, now I have to participate with the different legislative bodies in the different states. I have to work with a group of other people in the industry on lobbying efforts. You know, so the work becomes completely different when you're multi-location. And, you know, I got appointed as a chairman of the association, the American IV Association.
Oh, yeah. So you're having a conference this weekend.
Yeah, we have a conference this weekend, which, you know, our scientific advisory board is there and all the big companies.
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Dushyant Shah is on the scientific advisory board.
Him.
10X Health, Grant Cardone's company, is part of the association.
Wow.
So Revive, they're in 47 different countries.
Wow.
So, you know, we're bringing all of these different experts where none of us get paid to do this. We've all volunteered our times. As a matter of fact, we donate every single month. We contribute to be able to afford these things for the industry.
Wow. Yeah. That's so nice. I know a lot of this, and I see this with doctors and everyone really just giving so much of their time trying to get the word out when it comes to health and wellness and longevity, because a lot of us just want the best for people. Like, that's why I love this community so much, because and meeting you, I was like, wow, you hear your background and your inspiration, and it's inspirational. And it's like, we're all on this, like, you know, journey together, trying to help people heal and feel their best, which is so important. So what is the future of Liquivita?
The future of Liquivita. So Liquivita, you know, we're franchisor, so we actively sell franchises.
Okay.
Recently, I did a merger with Ben Crosby with Drip Bar on our franchise side. So Ben is getting the keys as the CEO of Liquivita Franchising. So he'll be the CEO of the franchising side plus Drip Bar. I'll be a little bit more focused on doing the things I love doing the best, like being out speaking publicly, which Ben will not do. doing those things, podcasting the corporate stores, doing more of the clinical side of the longevity clinics, which are, you know, when you look at the different franchise models, you're not going to sell a very comprehensive longevity clinic as a franchise. It's too difficult to just sell it to someone who's an investor or something. That's like, the person who's working there has to be like all in, you know? So those are our corporate stores. We're doing a lot of those more functional medicine clinical treatments. So we'll be more focused on that, really building it up. We're working with the NFL now as well, too.
Wow.
We've partnered up with the Sisters of the NFL, which are it's a nonprofit of a bunch of the wives of the NFL players, former NFL players and current. And what we're doing is we're working with the Amen Clinic, very closely with the Amen's Clinics, of working with the NFL players that are suffering from traumatic brain injury.
Wow.
So those are protocols that are being developed. There's protocols that are already developed, but we're further developing it with other type of treatment modalities that our doctors are putting together. So we got a lot of cool projects ahead of us, a lot of cool projects.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it. Dr. Darshan, too. He's like expanding Next Health everywhere. I'm like, how are you running all these clinics, all these conferences, everywhere, traveling? I'm like, this is insane.
Teams. So, you got to have a team of people.
Yeah, you're doing amazing.
It's just like every new thing, it's like another full-time job. And it's just like, oh, what am I doing to myself?
Yeah. It's inspirational for sure. So. Oh, and where can everyone go find Liquivita? And if they are a physician, they want to get involved in franchising, where do they reach out?
Yeah, so you can go to liquivita.com.
Okay.
You'll find all the contact information there. So we're easy to find. You know, you can just Google Liquivita, or if you want to find more information about me, you can just type in Sam Tejada on Google and everything will pop up.
Yeah.
So.
And then your podcast.
Yeah, my
which
podcast.
Which I was on, which is amazing.
Yes, yes. A Healthy Point of View podcast, which, you know, we bring experts from all over the world to talk about the different things we're doing in health, wellness, beauty, and mindset.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I learned so much. You have so much knowledge because you're just around this 24/7, and you really get to learn the best of the best, which is so amazing. So I'm so excited for Liquivita and the future of Liquivita. And thank you so much for coming on.
No, Jenny, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. What I love most about Sam's story is how he turned years of experience as a firefighter and paramedic into a mission to transform wellness, creating Liquivita, a brand built on precision, safety, and trust. To learn more, visit liquivita.com or check the show notes below. And if this episode inspired you, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone ready to take charge of their health. It truly helps me grow and bring you more conversations like this. Until next time, remember, prevention is power, knowledge is medicine, and with the right tools, you can biohack your best life.
Thank you.